Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, screen-free week. You know, as a parent, you think to yourself, can we do that? Can we, for 1 week, really not engage in any of the media activities that are, as a family, you become so used to? But, you know, it's something that I think we need to all try. And my guest is Dr. Marjorie Hogan. She's a pediatrician practicing at Hennepin County Medical Center in Minneapolis. So, Dr. Hogan, let's talk about screen-free week. Your best advice right out of the gate. How can parents get through this week?
Hey, Melanie, it's not going to be easy. We all, you know, we all love media. We that it adds a lot to our lives. We also have to recognize that there's a lot more that we need to model and do with our children. And I think if we make that commitment for 1 week, we can learn lessons that last us for months and even years with our children.
Okay, so we have to role model. Now, screen-free week, even when I'm role modeling my exercise and my kids see me exercise every day, I'm on the treadmill and the TV's on because it's something to do while I'm on the treadmill. So, you know, how do we completely turn all of this off and figure out, you know, they come home from school, they do their homework, then maybe what? We play games, we play outside, we cook dinners together. I mean, some parents are going to dread this week.
I know, you've just given us lots of ideas, though, in what you've just said. Yes, you know, we watch the TV on our treadmill, but how about going outside together and doing something different? Obviously, the weather has to be decent, as it is not in Minnesota, but, you know, go out to the park and do some exercise together. It is such an important message to children that there is much more to life than watching it passively on a screen. Activity, doing creative things, cooking together, reading together. And we love media. I mean, pediatricians recognize that children can get so many positive benefits from apps and from well-chosen shows and programs. But there's so much more to life. And what a lesson this is giving our children.
Okay, so, and that's the whole message, is that screens and apps, they can't replace what's going on in real life. So besides...
Absolutely.
I mean, and that's the whole thing, but besides all of that, our kids are going to fight like heck on this.
I'm sorry, say that again, please?
Our kids are going to fight us on this. Hard. I can only picture what my son, who's 13, is going to say when I say, okay, we're doing screen-free week starting on the 29th, and he's going to be like, what? And how do we then get our kids to go along with it?
Well, make screen-free time compelling and fun. And I think, Melanie, too, there are times when the parent really has to say, kids, you know, I'm in charge. I'm the parent here. And it's a message that we should be giving them from early on. Choices are good. We encourage choices. We want children to be part of the team. But there are times when the parent steps up and says, this is what we're doing, folks. And then make it fun. Be involved. Let the 13-year-old come up with some screen-free ideas and go with that. Parents, be creative.
Well, and it is all about creativity, and we have to get the kids involved. And as much as they fight us, then my question to you, Dr. Hogan, is what if it becomes a battle?
Well, you know, I think, you know, that's where parental creativity comes to the fore, and that is making it fun, letting them take the lead. You know, make it a contest within your home. What should we do? Who wants to choose a game tonight? You know, shall we go on a scavenger hunt outside? It's really the tone that you set from very early on in a child's life. I agree with you. I think it's hard to come into this for your very first screen-free week ever, you know, with your 13-year-old and say, here's what we're doing, man. But make this, you know, make this something that you build in from early on, and then let them take the lead. You know, maybe they do want to make a YouTube video the week before about things that the family can do during that screen-free week. Make it a competition so you can come up with the most, you know, interesting, innovative things to do. Take a walk to the library. You know, there are all sorts of things that parents can do. And I'm not saying this is easy. I'm not. I'm a parent. I'm a grandparent. I know how compelling screens are.
I love that idea. I see, this is going to be my first time to really try this with my kids. And they're 10 and 13. And I know the boy who's 13 is really going to fight this. But to make a YouTube video on things that they can do for screen-free week gives them a positive message. It's like getting a child involved in MAD or getting a child involved in, you know, DARE or one of those kinds of things. If you can get your child involved and excited, do they talk about it with their friends? Because I know that my son will say he's getting made fun of for even trying to do this.
But that's, you know, that's the whole point. Let him be in charge with this. I think you could make it into a really fun thing. You know, a little good competition, some challenges. Make them proud of what they're doing. And truly, this is not to make media or screens the demon. We know that media can offer so much positive, but it's just a message that we want to resonate with our children that life offers so many things. And that's not meant to be, you know, a modern thing. That this is positive. You know, we're creative, we're active, we're contemplative. You know, we're all those things. And there's a risk that screens can take over because they are compelling.
Oh, it's not even a risk, Dr. Hogan. I see it all the time. And they can take over to the point where your child gets mad if you take away their screen time or their video games because they didn't get a good grade. As you can see, I'm right in the thick of this right now. So I know that, you know, for anything below a B, then there's certain video games that don't get to be played. And it's like, okay, well, so it is this battle. And it is this sort of fight, and we do have to be as creative and make this a positive experience, right? I mean, it's all about
Absolutely.
Making it positive, because otherwise your children are going to think of it as a punishment.
Absolutely. I really want to focus on the positive, and again, not to demonize media. Media are part of our lives, and increasingly so. And as your children get older, and my little two-year-old grandchild gets older, more and more, they are going to have to make healthy choices. We're not going to be there to help them do this. But we have to offer them this whole range of alternatives and opportunities now and hope that they can incorporate that as they grow up.
Well, and then, you know, it might possibly, if they get through that week and they actually had a good time and did some other things and got a little creative or played some family games, it might carry over, mightn't it? That they might say, you know what, maybe I don't need it quite as much as I thought I did.
That's the hope, is that we open this world, that we, as when we were young people, you know, it existed for us because we didn't have all the screens and apps and things available. We want that for our children because we know how much there is to offer in nature, talking with families. As I said before, just quiet time, contemplative time. Time with a book, the things that are so positive in our lives.
Well, and we look back on those days and say how great it was. We played outside and kicked the can and all that. And both my children roll their eyes and say, but it's a different time now. You just weren't lucky enough to have these video games. So in the last 30 seconds, Dr. Hogan, your very best advice in parents in getting into this screen-free week, it's coming up in a couple of weeks. Let's do it, parents. We can do this, and let's work with our kids. Your best advice.
You just said it. That's my best advice. Without making, you know, without taking away from the joy and the information and the knowledge that media can give us, remind our children how much there is out there. Let's do this as a positive. Let's make this a challenge. Let's have fun with screen-free week and then talk about afterwards what we did and how we can maybe incorporate this into our family, you know, into the future.
And try and convince your kids that it's not a punishment. It's actually a privilege, a time we get to spend together. Let's do screen-free week. It's coming up in a couple of weeks. Parents, we can do it. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.